Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up, stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. We got one more day left, Andrew. We got the mixtape out. And the mixtape is doing good right now.
Doing hot, Tory.
Hey, look, salute to all of Truth Nation for checking out the mixtape as we posted it on YouTube. Those that sent in their email address. Andrew, look for Andrew Zimmel. He sent it through the email. Andrew been working overtime these last couple days. But he say, what you say? We got to go out with a bang, I guess.
Got to go with a Mike Breen. Bang!
With a bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
Like, oh, I thought you was talking about boomerang. Bang, bang, bang.
Double bang.
I'll just play it. Hey, but check this out. We got to go to Orlando. This is a story with a pastor. A pastor busted in undercover child sex sting. They got the pastor, y'all. The pastor was trying to, you know what? Let's just, we got audio, we got video. They saying that the pastor was caught up in the undercover child sex sting. An Orlando pastor. If you were listening, we got video on this. Tap in.
Yeah, Alan Chambers allegedly spent around 3 months chatting with who he thought was a 14-year-old boy, allegedly sending the boy an inappropriate picture and even trying to convince him multiple times to meet up with him for sex. Now, apparently, that 14-year-old was actually an undercover detective. The court documents do a great job of outlining and explaining these graphic details relating to their conversations, where Chambers allegedly told the boy that he loved him, even asking the boy to take an Uber so they could meet up at his office in Winter Park because he wanted to be with the boy and make love in his house. Chambers' address matches an address associated with a former company known as Exodus International. Their mission was to help gay Christians become straight. Chambers was the president of that organization. Back in 2011, Fox 35 spoke with him when Exodus International created an app. And at the time, Chambers claimed the app was not a magic cure, but rather a tool for people conflicted between faith and sexuality.
We often hear that we're the organization that converts homosexuals into heterosexuals, or that this is the gay cure app. You know, that's just ridiculous. Not only can we not cure someone of homosexuality, we don't know that that's even possible.
Now, Chambers later went on the Oprah Winfrey Network, where he apologized to the people hurt by Exodus International and their, quote, reparative therapy. Now, Chambers is behind bar here at the Orange County Jail, facing multiple charges, including solicitation of a minor. And in those conversations, he allegedly admitted that he could get in trouble for what he was saying and the actions taken with that, at the time, what he had thought was a 14-year-old boy and what he called their, quote, forbidden love.
What? All right, so this is why I started the Tory Lowe Show. For stuff like, so we can keep these, because when this, hopefully somebody else will continue to talk about these people in these positions that's trying to reach out to these kids and continue the conversation about grooming and things like that. Stuff that's directly affecting the people out here as we continue to move into the future. And this is why I like having the conversations on the Tory Lowe Show, because we did not let that spirit rest. We attacked that spirit that nasty, dreadful child sex, trying to mess with, you know, kids and stuff like that. Like, that's, I'm trying to tell you, like, I don't know if that'll ever happen again with this much, because we talk about it all the time. I'm out, and when I leave the air, I have to deal with it all the time, too. So I brought that as a part of my advocacy to the airwaves. I was surprised they let an advocate go this long on the radio, because I'm not a, I get to deal with the people firsthand and talk about things that's going on in the community that I deal with firsthand. And we get to cover a lot of ground. But like I said, hopefully that continues, Andrew. We don't, I mean, it'll continue on my end, you know. But hopefully, you know, as the station moves forward, that doesn't go back into the dark.
Well, like you say every show, Tori, the marathon continues.
Right. The marathon does continue. But like I said, that for me to talk about as much missing, human trafficking, scams and things like that, I do that all the time. That comes because I get the calls. I get those calls. But most people are not in knee deep in the community as broadcasters. So I'm hoping that they can find a way to bring that, to continue those conversations in the long run. And that's my wish. That's my wish for what's going on with the people. And take the side of the people, you know, in the conversations too as well, because we are here suffering and everybody want to hold the people accountable, but then they don't want the people to hold them accountable. And I don't like that. I do not like that at all. Also, we got a situation in Ohio. There's a situation going on in Ohio where a former crime lab analyst is accused of altering test results. And we already knew that they was fidgeting around. In certain spaces, in certain times, in certain cases, we already knew that something was going on in the crime lab where, or even when they do the, when they start looking at the body and trying to give the results of the, what happened with the body. That's why Colin Kaepernick did a second autopsy report, because we already know that if it's a high profile situation, they might put some splow on the evidence, sprinkle, you know, try to, you know, cover it up. But now we got somebody in Ohio, a former lab analyst, accused of altering test results. If you're watching this as we broadcast live, we got video. Let's listen.
This scene played out at multiple VIP smoke shops across the region last year. Stores were raided. The owners accused of selling products with illegal levels of THC, an allegation they deny. Now, a week before trial, a new twist.
That's all you have in criminal cases sometimes, is somebody's credibility.
Attorney Jay Clark isn't representing the VIP owners, but is familiar with the case. He's now questioning the credibility of a former drug analyst at the Miami Valley Crime Lab, who, according to lab reports, tested some of the VIP products.
This woman got caught falsifying her results.
WLWT is not naming her because she has not been charged with a crime. Clark says the analyst handled preliminary drug testing.
She sent it on to the confirmatory testing with the, I think it was a gas chromatograph. The gas chromatograph result was different than what she recorded as the presumptive test. So she changed her results to match the presumptive test of the gas chromatograph.
An internal report obtained by WLWT Investigates says confirmatory testing still supported the final conclusions. But defense attorneys say the analyst's actions now raise questions about her credibility and about other cases she's worked on.
It is bigger than the VIP case. Every case that she did any drug analysis on would have to go back and be looked at.
The crime lab's internal report states the analyst resigned before the investigation was initiated, and the lab was unable to determine the reason for the alteration. The crime lab's director tells me the lab is committed to delivering the highest standards of scientific excellence in every analysis we perform.
Here we go.
Provide accurate, unbiased, reliable.
Here we go. Now, it was a couple cases in the city of Milwaukee where, you know, when the medical examiner would look at the body and they would see if it was a homicide or, you know, give a kind of like a ruling on what they thought the was it a homicide? Was it not a homicide? Or, you know, and I'm gonna tell you right now, it was a couple cases like Derek Williams and another young man that I had to raise an eyebrow. You know, I had to raise an eyebrow. And it was also the medical examiner in Joel Acevedo's case where he went missing, like a Where's Waldo, too. Like, I guess he got fired before he could testify, and they had to try to find him, tried to track him down. But it was something that always bothered me about these people that is analyzing the body, especially when it's involving police. In Derek Williams' situation, they came up with the fact that he had a trace of sickle cell in his body, and he died from a sickle cell crisis. like they will find some kind of way to paste something together. And I never understood it. So you're telling me you could play, you know, if you play 21 on the basketball court, have you ever played a hustle? Have you ever played Hustle 21? Andrew,
have
you?
Yes, I have.
Okay, you know how hard it is to play Hustle? And you got sickle cell. How come you don't get the sickle cell crisis from a game of Hustle? You know,
that's a good point.
Yeah, I'm talking about people elbowing you. You got to get the rebound over 11 people. Like, I'm just trying to tell you, like, we do all this extreme sports running and everything, and all of a sudden you get involved with the police and die from a sickle cell crisis. I never understood that. I never understood it. But it was a diagnosis in two cases. And I was like, like, we needed that Colin Kaepernick second opinion. So, like I said, we always know it's a problem when it comes to getting inside the system and trying to get justice. But do we know these analysts is fudging with the information, or somebody back there in the evidence room? You see it on TV all the time messing with stuff. And now they didn't caught somebody red-handed in Ohio. Thank goodness that a lot of this is coming to the forefront. But we always knew. They called it a conspiracy theory, Andrew.
They played the music.
They did have the music playing. Even with this article to make you feel like...
Spooky, spooky.
Yeah. Like, to throw you off. Because when you play this, then it just... It stops it from being true. When you turn something into the rabbit hole, it kind of stops it from being true.
Yeah, it makes people think that you're wearing like a tinfoil hat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But now they saying that the conspiracy theories over the last couple of years is up. They up on the points. But look, when we come back, we got Eddie on the lines. We're going to talk to Eddie. We got some chat. We got some talk to text. We're going to try to get to it all when we get back, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Clap on, clap off, we don't ever stop, never fast lane living. I ain't never gonna flop from the mud, now we up, can't stop.
Yeah.
Whole city watch when the beat go knock, knock. Chase them down, make them swerve.
Swerve mode. 101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe Show. I got it. That's that volume too. Hey. We'll get volume two out here in about a week or two. We'll get it out here. But I want to get Eddie. Eddie's on the lines. When we went to break, Eddie was on the lines. Let's get Eddie. How you doing, Eddie?
I know. Good day, Tory Lowe. How you doing?
Hey, I'm feeling powerful.
Good. I just left our new office where we're going to do the podcast. My desk came in. Your desk came in. Oh, the wow. Lamps.
We're not going to get notified about this because you ain't came on the show.
The refrigerator.
You were supposed to come in
the
last
refrigerator.
Friday.
I got a lazy boy. I ordered a leather lazy boy. You're paying for that, by the way.
Oh, wow.
That's part of our deal. and some Diet Coke. So everything's good. Things are moving forward, Tori, and I just can't wait for our new endeavor. By the way, is Andrew coming with us or what?
Hey, look, we need somebody to click the button.
I think you're right. I think he's a positive, proactive addition to the show. I mean, the boy's from Texas. Not just Texas. He's not from Dallas. He's from South Texas.
And you need somebody to help you paint the studio.
You know what? I think you need a job, too. Maybe it's time you learn how to paint, get up on the ladder.
Hey, no,
Torian, get a paycheck. Hold on.
I told you to clean the peroxide out your ear. I'm good, you know. But you got to switch the peroxide around and get that extra buildup out your ear.
I was at the ear doctor a half hour ago, and he said, you have the cleanest ears I've ever seen.
Of course.
In the history of the world.
You got the best
hair. That's what he told me.
Got the best earwax in
town. Right.
I mean, everything is, you're just perfect, I guess, in your world, I guess.
I have the ass of a black man, and yet I'm a white guy. I don't have
to be black.
Ass of a black man.
Oh, wow.
I'm winning, right?
Go.
You know how rare that is? I'm like a unicorn, Tori,
Wow.
So I'm going to say something about this malfeasance, and it really upsets my buddies and I talk about this on the phone, how people falsely accuse somebody. It could be a woman who falsely accuses a guy of rape, and then they find out 3 weeks or 3 months or 3 years later that she was lying. She'll even admit to it, but, you know, after it ruins the guy's life and he spends 3 years, right, where he's probably assaulted and attacked, and his life and reputation ruined. Nothing happens to the girl. Well, it seems to me that most cops are good guys. And I think they don't mess with people that they don't think are really bad guys. But they're so bound up on these dudes and so focused, they're willing to step over the line sometimes. I'm not saying all cops all the time. Of course I'm not. But there are going to be circumstances in every police department where maybe a cop drops a bag of pot in the back seat or a bag of coke or somebody gets set up for a false sexual assault. And I think the most outrageous one I ever saw was a young girl got raped. She went to the hospital, did a rape kit. They suspected this guy. This guy said, I'd be happy to give up my DNA to you. The cop said it matched. The coroner and the cop said it matched. And the girl said, this guy is not the guy who did it.
Mm.
But they convicted him based on the DNA, even though the girl's like, this is not the guy. Found out that it was all. What do you mean?
How can she say it wasn't the guy?
Because,
and they say, oh, the DNA matches. That's just weird.
I don't know. I don't know if it was a plea bargain saying, hey, you know what? It's not about the witness testimony, because look how many women they call the police. They're victims of domestic violence. And then they go, okay, now that my boyfriend's charged, we made up and I don't want to testify against them.
The state will take the case.
Too bad.
The state will take the case.
We have the evidence and that's it. So here's the thing. Here's the issue. Nobody ever gets in trouble. A girl falsely accuses a guy. She doesn't have to do that 3 years in jail because the guy did. Look what happened to the Evanston Five 30, 40 years ago. These cops set up these young five men. I don't want to say what color they were, Tori. And then they found out that after these guys spent 25 years in prison or some ungodly amount, that the cops set them up, right? And they found out through testimony. I think somebody was dying of cancer. And they came clean. Well, their lives were ruined. If you go to prison when you're 20, and you don't get out till you're 45 or 50, the best years of your life are gone. I mean, you can buy that crap they sell us on Lifetime and Oxygen and Wii. Like, these are the best years ever. I'll take my 20s to my 40s any day, okay? But nothing ever happens. There's never a repercussion for these setups. You know, even though they're ruining people's lives.
This just
even
happened recently
ruining
with
people's lives.
Stephen Diggs, when he had to go to court, he was being accused of sexual assault and he beat the case. But, you know, like I said, with these crime lab analysts, these are people that are supposed to be fair. Like, when it happens with regular people,
honest.
I think that you know, when regular people do it, we expect it's your side, it's their side, and it's the truth. But when you're working inside the system and you do it, it's just it breaks all trust, because now you're getting paid to be fair. You're getting a check to do the right thing.
I hate to say it, Tori, but it seems like everything's upside down, and this is what I mean. As a Catholic, all right, and you know I'm at odds with the Archdiocese every once in a while. You think if you can trust anybody, you can trust a Catholic priest to take your five sons camping up in Fond du Lac County. You would assume he's probably safer with a priest than he is with his own father, because he's a man of God. What about school teachers? What about coaches? What about the Boy Scouts? What about counselors? It seems to me that everything is upside down, and the people you're supposed to be able to trust, you can't trust. You cannot trust, because you don't know what's going to happen. And I'm going to throw a number at you, and then I'm going to get off the air, okay? I think I might be wrong. Give me a little leeway, like 7% on this. I think there's 108 churches in the Milwaukee Archdiocese. I think 108, could be 118. 90% of those churches have been investigated for sexual malfeasance.
Oh, wow.
Not 9%, 90.
That sounds like a child
sex. So these aren't, well, you tell me.
Hey.
All right? These aren't one-offs. This isn't a priest every 11 years touching a boy. Man, this is the business. Okay, and I hate to say it, I'm a Catholic, I'm an atheist, I'm a Catholic, I don't know what I am, but am I supposed to be a part of an organization that tolerates this kind of abuse towards young boys, and I'm supposed to act like it doesn't happen? I'm ashamed at other Catholics that look, that turn their heads the other way, look the other way, like it's not happening, because they don't want to deal with how uncomfortable the reality of this is, right? So then, another 7 boys this month, another 4 boys the next month, another 14 over 3 months. You know, what are we doing as men? We need to stop this stuff. We need to stand up and stop it, and stop, you know, the big screen TVs and the large SUVs and the golfing on Saturdays and Sundays. We need to start ponying up and rebuilding our community, Tori.
Hey.
So on that note, I'm going to go. I've enjoyed being on the show for the last 5 or 6 years. I really feel close to you, Tori.
Oh, wow.
I'm closer to you than my own brother sometimes, Tori.
Oh, really?
And I'm a Caucasian.
That's
what's
up.
And Andrew, too. He's Caucasian, too. Yeah. All right. Hopefully, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good day. Have a good day.
All right. All right. Look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tori Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tori Lowe Show will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tori Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Who the people's champ? Tori Lowe. When it all goes wrong, where do people go? Tori Lowe. Who was speaking up for those people in the ghetto? Tori Lowe. Who was out in Kenosha on the front line in the snow? Tori Lowe. Who out here righting the wrongs and shining light on these folks? Tori Lowe. Who the biggest advocate that Milwaukee has ever known? Tori Lowe. Who out here finding these babies and bringing them back home? Yeah. Tori Lowe. If you don't know, then you know. Who gonna be right there with you in that hospital when you shot up? Tori Lowe. Who gonna find a child molester that touched your daughter? Tori Lowe. Who gonna help you out when that landlord put you out of apartment? Tori Lowe. When your son need a transplant, who gon' find that organ? Tori Lowe. Who out here shutting down the streets with no permit? Tori Lowe. Who the biggest activist out here that's independent? Tori Lowe. Who you gon' call if you end up missing? Tori Lowe. Who put this all together? Me, that's who?
Tori Lowe.
Tori Lowe.
101.7 The Truth, Tori Lowe, Tori Lowe Show. The Tori Lowe Show mixtape is out. It's out. Hey, salute to everybody that's checking it out. We got the YouTube up, the Tori Lowe Show mixtape on YouTube. if you want to check it out. Also, if you just want the MP3s, you got to send in your email. We got another person sending in their email, 7235. We got your email address. They 7235 says, I need that advocate music. Hey, that's what it is. It's to energize. If you want to get out here on the front lines, it's for that. This ain't about moving no packs or nothing. You know what I mean? Spinning the block with the pistol. It ain't got nothing to do with that. It's about spinning the block and trying to help. That's doubling back for your people, reaching to get your people up. That's what it is. It ain't, if you're looking for it to be with some pool shiesty with the mask on, it ain't none of that. You know, we don't do that. We front line. So salute to everybody that is checking out the mixtape. Where are we at with the count, with the viewers? How many views we got on the mixtape right now? We also got somebody in the chat, and not in the chat, but in the talk, the text says they're referring to the city and the potholes. We got a couple comments on the potholes in the chat. Let me see. Let me get back. Somebody just sent another text. They said that I've paid over $1,000 for new tires with no reimbursement. That's crazy. Like, from hitting a pothole. So the city gonna get you for your tickets, your unpaid parking tickets. They want you to be accountable. They gonna tow your vehicle, no matter, even if it's parked legally. Now, even if it's parked legally, usually they have to catch you in the process of getting getting a couple tickets. But now if they just drive past and catch you out there slipping and you could be in the right parking spot, they go get the tow truck and snatch it. Hopefully it don't end up in the scrapyard. But they want you to be held accountable. But when you hit that pothole, they don't know what happened. Then you got to prove to me that the pothole caused your engine light to come on. That's wild to me. Hey, but we got John on the lines. We got a call on the lines. How you doing, John?
Good, Tory Law. How you doing, sir?
Blessings, brother John.
Man, my days are not going to be the same when you go off the air.
Oh.
I look forward to coming to work and listening to you on the radio every day.
Oh, thank you, brother John.
So I want to tell you, I'll be keep praying for you and your endeavors wherever you go. And I wanted to talk on that pastor in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
We say with the way all the messes throughout this whole country and world that people need to turn their life over to God, go back to church. And then you get pastors that go and do this. And people are like, why would I go to church for that?
Mm. Hey, like I said,
not every church
we got to address
that,
it.
We got to address it
because you can't ignore it because it's happening. But if we address it, we can hold people accountable for their actions.
Yeah, if we don't address it, it's just going to get worse.
Right.
And then we got to let people know, not all churches and not all pastors are like that.
Right. Right. I got, Minister Kevin, Pastor Milton. It's never all. But like I said, you got to keep your head on the swivel because you never know till you find out.
Yep.
And
I find out the small churches are better than the big ones.
Easier to make sure that you can keep an eye on everybody.
Yep. I went to, got saved in a small church.
Oh, wow.
Went to a big mega church. And I'm back with family now, a small church. It was my old pastor. His son has a church. And I go to his church. And we're all family there.
That's powerful. Like I said, we got to go where our souls feel safe to get the help that we need. And like I said, to each his own. Like I said, it's never everybody. And I think that even when we talk about police abuse, then they say, well, it's some good cops out there. Don't deflect from the abuse. It's not every pastor, but it's going on in the church. That's good. That's horrible. That is even going on, period. If one child was hurt this way, it's terrible. But we all know it's hundreds of thousands of incidents going on. And if we don't address it, then we just ignoring it. And then another child may fall victim because it's in the culture. So to get it out of the culture, we got to stand 10 toes on this is not going to be accepted. And Like I said, I'm not playing around. When I leave the air, I still got to get out here and deal with this kind of stuff that's going on in the neighborhoods. And trust me, you know, I'm trying to be like Freddy Krueger on these people. I'm trying to show up when they think that, you know, when they think that they can get some rest. I'm trying to show up with the claws out on these kind of folks. Nightmare on Fifth Street or something. You know what I mean? I don't know. But we got to deal with it harshly, because we cannot have these kids in these spaces where they're being abused, or nobody. You know, women, children, men, nobody. We got to stand on that. So I appreciate you for tapping in, John, and thank you for, you know, supporting the show. And we appreciate that. We definitely appreciate that. I also want to talk about this, what's happening in Racine. They're saying that Racine residents welcome the city efforts to replace all lead service lines in the next 5 years. And we've been talking about removing those lead service lines right here in the city of Milwaukee. But Racine is taking action over in Racine. If you watch this, we broadcast live. We got some video on this. Let's listen.
That's the sound of a new effort from the city of Racine to replace all lead service lines in the next 5 years.
And if they do that, that will be a wonderful thing to do.
It's called the Equiflow Lead-Free Program. It aims to help the city of Racine meet the state's goal of having all lead service lines removed by 2037.
I think that the city is trying to do something for the community that's helpful for the community.
Racine residents I spoke to tell me it's welcome news.
That's a great thing to do, because it's safety, too, you know.
Lead can get into drinking water through these pipes, and that can cause health problems, especially for kids. Because of this, Regina Hubbard buys her water.
And bottled water, that can't be cheap.
No, it's not. I have to buy 5 or 6 cases, and then I buy the gallons.
She lives in a property that's set to have its service lines replaced in 2027. The city now has a map showing when areas of the city will see these replacements. The mayor tells me while the city has already replaced about 2,000 of these lines, this will allow the remaining 10,000 to be tackled in a much shorter timeline.
We are going to be in your neighborhoods and asking you to help us replace these lead pipes.
That means filling out right-of-entry forms, which allow crews to access your home's lines and replace them for free.
I think it's really important for the homeowner, especially for their children.
It will be a wonderful thing, and I pray to God that it happens.
Hey, look, anytime we can get these lead service lines up out of any community is powerful. Like I said, this has been a fight to get. Because many times these kids, these young kids, from 0 to 6, if you get lead in your system, it can mess you up mentally. That's why I say Milwaukee has a lead crisis, a lead lateral crisis. And a lot of people will, because it's going on in the black community. Oh, well, you know, I drunk the water. I'm okay. Are you really okay? I mean, you saying it. I don't know. I don't live with you. I don't know. But at the same time, we can see it in the kids and these young people and in the behavior. And if you look at severe lead poison environments and look at some of the symptoms and look at what's going on in Milwaukee, it'll match up. It'll line up with the symptoms of a lead poison environment. And when you see what's going on with the young people, and a lot of people don't want to believe that it's a problem, but let something happen in the suburbs. When that young girl got lead poison in Bayview and that go to my ear and at them schools, them families went crazy. Like, they understand what this means. And we got hundreds of kids and nobody's standing on what's going on in our communities. But let one of these kids in other communities come up with some lead issues. Trust me, the whole community going up, because they understand the severity of these ideas of being lead poisoned, especially when it comes to young children. And it's just crazy how we... it couldn't have been that bad because we were drinking from the same pipe. Well, it sounds like you could have been smoking from the same pipe. You know, it just don't make sense that we don't have any empathy. And when it come to black, like, it's just, okay, well, you know, y'all can handle it. It's just a stupid to think that, okay, we not being affected by a lot of these things where other communities are trying to get rid of it and doing a good job at trying to get rid of it. And then in Milwaukee, they slow to get rid of the lead laterals, because it's mostly in black communities. Now, we don't have filters on the sink in our communities, but if you start getting to the outskirts, even if they do got lead issues, they got filtration systems. Soon as you get the apartment, they got filtration systems on the apartment. But as soon as you get into the inner city, These kids coming in after school, making Kool-Aid, not running the water, not even being taught, you know, how to try to defend themselves against a lot of this, and they just drinking it up, like, off the rip. Nobody teaching them. They denied it for years. They denied it for a long time that it was even an issue. Okay. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have the wrap-up on the show. Today is Thursday. Tomorrow will be the last show. We got the wrap-up, Andrew. Truth Nation.
Last wrap-up.
Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. We got the wrap up with Andrew. Andrew, what went on the show today?
Tory, so much stuff happened on the show today. Let's start here. The beginning of the show, you thanked Truth Nation for an incredible 5 years. Kind of went down memory lane a little bit in the monologue. I almost got sappy. Started pulling on my heartstrings a little bit, Tory.
Hey, look, it's always amazing to look back and reflect, especially when the work has been done and you can see the results from all of the energy that you put into trying to make sure that you become an actual resource that the community can use and depend on. And look over 5 years and we did just that. And it's powerful to see that you can start an idea and then we're looking at hindsight. And we can actually say, hey, we maximize the energy in this space as we move on.
When I was in Texas, Tory, my football coaches would call it hay in the barn on Thursday. You put the hay in the barn ready for Friday night. Feels like we put the hay in the barn today. Feel like we're ready to go for tomorrow's show.
Right. Ready, revved up. It's going to be a powerful show tomorrow. Hey, I'm looking forward to it.
And the reason that we did the drop on Wednesday and not on Friday, not on the last day, is because we had so many people today who listened yesterday to the mixtape, and then so many people reached out today asking for it. It was like six or seven people during the show called in, Tory, saying, right, hey, can we get this? Can we get that? Got people texting in. Sounds like we put out a banger of a pot. Or
hey,
of a,
look, let me tell you something. Advocate Music is in the building. It's no more, I'm about to, you know, blast my brother. You know, none of that. We ain't doing that. We ain't trying to study that kind of stuff. Especially when, how you going to complain about the violence in the summertime, but you listening to music that talk about if you say something crazy to me, I'm a pop. You like, okay. Like, and then you telling the kids to do the right thing, and all of a sudden you listening to music that's all opposite of what you're trying to teach the kids. So it's time to put out music that we can, that has the same energy, the same aggression, with the same energy for positivity, you know. And we used to have that with Public Enemy. We used to have that, you know, with Poor Righteous Teacher, you know, X-Clan. Like, we used to have that kind of music. But then it just went into this drill and thug and gangster. And then, so it's time to make it come back full circle. It's time for hip hop to go back full circle and become something that we use to motivate us to get things done the right way in our neighborhoods and build each other up.
Good music with a better message type stuff.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Powerful.
Exactly. We also talked about how many American celebrities go on the road, go on to these different places, and then get in trouble, Tori, including Wiz Khalifa, who got in trouble for smoking weed, and he is now being indicted, cannot go back across the pond. We went through a little bit of that in the Pop Culture Report. We also talked about the Giannis potential trades, as well as Aaron Rodgers' career ending.
Well, let me tell you something. Aaron Rodgers is on his last leg. And he got a brilliant career coming in broadcasting. They can't wait to get Aaron Rodgers.
You think so?
As a broadcaster, yeah.
Rodgers, he's going to do it, though?
Yes, because look at Tom Brady. Look at Tom Brady.
They're big difference.
They got big. No, Aaron Rodgers is a great personality. I think his podcasting interviews kind of show that he's willing to participate. But I believe that Aaron Rodgers in the future will become an analyst. Like Tom Brady. He's going to follow in his Troy Aikman, Tom Brady, Steve Young. All of these great quarterbacks, they always go into broadcasting right away. Why? Because it extends their legacy and the knowledge. If you can't play the game, you can analyze the game. And most of those big diva type quarterbacks, they go into broadcast.
Tom Zagan, I think he's going to go become a hermit somewhere, Tori. He seems like the type of guy that wants to go, just go in the jungle, smoke his ayahuasca, and be left alone.
That's what he wants y'all to believe. But when they throw that money in his face, when they throw them big numbers that look like a football contract in his face, because broadcasting money on that level, on a national level, it's $100 million. If Stephen A. could get $100 million, what do you think they're going to give Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know, but I could just see a world where he goes to Brazil and just hangs out there.
I can see when they throw that money in his face, he's going to take a couple classes and get his hands folded with his suit on and say, "How y'all doing? This is Aaron Rodgers. We broadcasting live." I'm trying to tell you, that money, that when they throw that real money in your face, you're going to change up.
Let's talk about not changing up and helping the community, Tori. And that's what First Tee is trying to do, trying to connect the youth to golf. Interesting. I think this was a first. Have we had golfers on the Tori Lowe Show before?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a great interview.
Well, I think that Craig Stingley, who's the father of Corey Stingley, who was killed out in West Allis by residents, that it took a long time for him to even get any kind of justice with that. He has a golf situation where he was teaching kids with his son, Corey Stingley. So it wasn't the first idea of that coming on the show, but First Tee is functioning and is out here, and I think that everybody should understand that it's a couple sports that's tough for our community to get involved with, and the number one is golf, swimming, and tennis. But we got tennis courts, but you know, it's a couple sports areas that we don't even show up in as we should because they're not readily available. So I believe that getting these kids involved in golf early and see what they can do. Get them involved in these sports, because how do they really know who's the best in these sports if everybody don't have access to the sport?
Exactly, and I think it's great, the community outreach. I thought it was really cool to have them on the show, Tori, trying to make that connection.
7285 says, in the name of the mixtape, Advocate Music, if so, I'm the one that suggested it is dope. Now, the name of the mixtape is the Tori Lowe Show Mixtape Volume 1. It's the soundtrack to the show.
Yes, sir.
Every good show has a soundtrack. Every good movie has a soundtrack. That's what that is. It's just the soundtrack, the music we play on the air to get everybody in on the front lines motivated from the real results. This is what that is. Everything that we do is generated to make sure that the people on the front lines and those that want to be a resource have what they need, no matter what, if it's a resource or even the music. So I make music for those that's out here on the front lines. I want y'all to be motivated to get things done. And I think more people should try to do that.
And finally, Tori, we talked about the parking ticket epidemic. And you said something that I loved. Milwaukee might hate y'all.
What?
Milwaukee might hate us. The way they're coming after our parking tickets.
They hate everybody. You know, it's hateful. You know, the way they doing us in a way where we just sitting there taking it. And I just can't do that. You know, I wish more people would fight against what we see, taxation without representation. They want to hold you accountable, but they don't. When you come to them for what they did, you got to get a lawyer and attorney and go to trial, you know, to try to figure it out. So it's never made sense to me. So, hey, look, I appreciate everybody for tuning in to the show today. Thank you, Andrew, for the recap. Maybe we get a recap in tomorrow, maybe not. Andrew said, no, we're not getting a recap in tomorrow.
Hey, you're going to be crying at the end of the show.
Hey, look, salute to everybody. Salute to everybody that's joining us in the chat. Another powerful chat. I love the chat. I mean, I'm going to miss it. Hopefully we could get another chat going somewhere. I'm going to make it my goal to get another chat with the chat. I'm going to take y'all with me, chat. I'm going to take y'all with me. I'm going to create another vehicle for we can get the same outcomes that we do in the chat. Salute to everybody that joined the show out there in Radio Land. You know I always appreciate you. I love you. I thank you. Salute to everybody that called in and added to the topic today. Hey, look, we got one more day left, Truth Nation. And we got the after party Friday after the show at 4:30, from 4:30 to 7:30. Keep your head on a swivel. Green don't always mean go and look both ways before you cross the streets. I love you. Dr. Ken Harris, I'm next.